From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama said today he intends to focus every day on how to get people back to work. In his weekly address, the president said the jobless figures in the first few months of his presidency were nothing short of devastating. He said the latest figures showing a drop in unemployment reflect a positive trend.
For those who were laid off last month and the millions of Americans who have lost their jobs in this recession, a good trend isn't good enough. Trends don't buy groceries. Trends don't pay the rent or college tuition. Trends don't fulfill the needs within each of us to be productive, to provide for our families, to make the most of our lives, to reach for our dreams.
The president said in the coming days he'll announce more plans for creating jobs. The president has changed his schedule for attending next week's climate summit in Copenhagen. He now plans to go to the finale rather than the opening. The move may signal possible progress towards a political agreement on climate change. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House issued a statement saying Mr. Obama believes he can be most productive by attending the end of the climate summit on December 18th. He had planned to make a quick appearance near the beginning of the meeting while on his way to Oslo next week to claim his Nobel Peace Prize. The abrupt change of plans comes after both China and India announced efforts to curb their own carbon emissions. In addition, the president cited an emerging consensus that rich countries should contribute $10 billion a year, starting in 2012, to help poor countries adapt to a changing climate. The White House says that progress is giving added momentum to this month's climate negotiations. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
About 1,000 U.S. Marines are pushing through a Taliban stronghold in southern Afghanistan in the first major offensive since President Obama announced a troop buildup in that country. Officials say they've met little resistance so far. A fire tore through a Russian nightclub last night. Officials say at least 103 people died and at least 60 others were injured. Officials blame pyrotechnics. Jessica Gallagher reports.
At least 200 spectators were in the Lame Horse nightclub in the city of Perm, some 700 miles east of Moscow, when the blaze occurred. Russian officials say the single-story venue had a suspended plastic ceiling that caught fire quickly when it was ignited by so-called cold fireworks, generally fountain-type displays with lower temperatures than conventional fireworks. Many of the victims died of burns or gas inhalation. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, Russia has been notoriously lax in enforcing fire safety standards. The country has seen several deadly blazes at nursing homes, apartment buildings, and drug treatment facilities. Officials had initially feared terrorism caused the incident in light of last week's bombing of an overnight express train from Moscow to St. Petersburg. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
This is NPR News from Washington. An Italian jury today found American student Amanda Knox guilty of murdering her British roommate. The year-long trial had attracted international media attention. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
After 13 hours of deliberations, the 8-member jury sentenced Amanda Knox to 26 years in jail, while her co-defendant and former boyfriend Raffaele Sollecito was sentenced to a term of 25 years. When the judge began reading the verdict, Knox broke into tears and murmured, "No, no," and hugged one of her lawyers. As she left the courtroom, she did not look back at her family members, several of whom were crying. Sollecito gave no sign of emotion. The prosecution had sought Italy's toughest sentence, life in prison. The defense had claimed the trial was based purely on circumstantial evidence, that there was no confession, no motive, and a sloppy forensic investigation. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Perugia.
Film director Roman Polanski is now under house arrest at his Swiss chalet after spending the last 2 months in a Swiss jail. He's fighting extradition to the U.S. on a 1977 charge that he had had sex with a 13-year-old girl. Senator Max Baucus recommended his girlfriend for a U.S. attorney job last year. A spokesman for the Montana Democrat said Melody Haynes was among three names sent to the White House for consideration. Haynes had worked for Baucus before getting another job at the Justice Department. Baucus spokesman Ty Madsdorf said that she was supremely qualified for the U.S. attorney job, but he said the couple decided to remove her name from consideration after they decided to live together in Washington. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.